Joining me this morning in for the vacationing Mary Walter, Daniel Halper, the contributing editor for the Washington Free Beacon. Good morning, Daniel.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Also here this morning, joining us now, Cal Thomas, a syndicated columnist and an all-around good guy. Cal, good morning.
Hello, Vince. Mary on vacation? I mean, I thought this job was a vacation.
I know. We knew that the only way to trick you into coming was for us to tell you that Mary was still here, but she's not. We got you, so I'm glad you're here.
Thanks.
So let's talk about these results last night. What are you reading into the fact that Doug Jones won in the state of Alabama, a Democrat?
Well, I think it was an aberration, Vince. I mean, obviously, everybody knows it's a deeply Republican state. Roy Moore was a flawed candidate, and not just because of the allegations about dating or harassing underage or young women. I mean, here's a guy who ignored higher court orders of the Ten Commandments case and a number of other things. I just think he was a flawed candidate. I don't think Jones is going to last more than the 2 years that he's going to have in that seat that Jeff Sessions abandoned when he became Attorney General. I think Alabama, with an even half decent Republican candidate next time, is going to be able to win back that seat. But it's interesting to see how things broke down. Washington Post this morning online, anyway, I don't know if it's in the hard copy, has preliminary exit poll results, and pretty much they broke down as you might expect. Republicans, evangelicals, people of a certain age and with certain education levels went certainly for Roy Moore. The real key here was the independents, about 2%, or not independents, the write-ins, excuse me. The write-ins did not go for Moore, and that 2% would have made the difference. It was a razor-thin result. Democrats, the New York Times, Washington Post, but I repeat myself, are celebrating, but because their ultimate goal is to shut down any kind of Republican reforms in government, in taxes, and ultimately to impeach or at least render powerless President Trump. That clearly is their goal, in my view.
Yeah, one vote means a tremendous amount in the United States Senate for the Trump agenda. We saw that during the Obamacare repeal and replace fight as John McCain killed that. This is going to result in the President of the United States having a tougher slog as he enters 2018. What do you think the future holds? And do you think Doug Jones, given that he's from a state like Alabama, could ultimately help support, say, things like infrastructure if the president presents a package?
Well,
like
maybe
that.
Infrastructure. But look, he's a hardcore liberal. I mean, you right down the line, has supported Planned Parenthood, abortion on demand up to the moment of live birth, bigger government, higher taxes. He's a classic liberal Democrat senator. He's not a good fit. He's a square peg in a round hole in a state like Alabama. And so, again, I think this election was an aberration. A lot of people stayed home. Turnout was important. I don't think this is going to last very long. But you know, you say about the short margin in the Senate. If Republicans, including people like Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and a few of those others so-called moderates, would get behind a Republican agenda, then 51 votes would be enough. But along with the Democrats voting against Trump and voting against most things that Republicans used to stand for, you might as well have a Democrat majority when it comes to serious issues that the public cares about. This is one of the reasons that the ratings for Congress are in single digits. I'd like to find out some of the people who still support Congress and find out what in the world is going on with them. What is to support? This is they put the D in dysfunctional.
So, Cal, Daniel here, you seem to allude to this, but are we one step closer to impeachment now that...
Daniel, if that's you talking, I can't hear you.
Well, I'm sorry. I'll get right up more in the microphone. Do you think that we're one step closer to impeachment today?
Yep, somebody pulled the plug on you. Maybe
oh, he said, Dan, for some reason, I don't know why you're not hearing him, but he just asked, do you think we're one step closer to impeachment today because of this?
Well, of course, that begins in the House, and I don't see that on the horizon at the moment, you have to have high crimes and misdemeanors. What Trump is alleged to have done 20, 30 years ago with women is not a high crime and misdemeanor. I don't see anything on the plate right now, but look, politicians mostly are into self-preservation, and if it looks like... by not supporting impeachment, they might not get reelected. I think some of them might be willing to throw Trump over, but it's too early to speculate about that. I've got a column coming for Thursday on the accomplishments of this administration. It's being totally obscured by all of this tweeting and this back and forth. forth with Senator Gillibrand. This is all irrelevant. I think the president needs to get off of that and start highlighting not only the accomplishments in the first year of the administration, but what they want to do next year, including school choice, fixing immigration. All of these other important issues are being obscured by some of these stupid tweets that have absolutely nothing to do with what most Americans care about.
Yeah, I mean, if you talk to people in the Senate or just to kind of get an assessment of what they've done this year, one of the two things, big things. One, they're very close to getting tax reform pushed through. We could have a final plan by this weekend. The other is that they're filling the courts, and kind of an undertold story by how many conservative judges are being put in the courts is a big deal.
Absolutely.
Cal Thomas, I want to ask you real quickly. I know you were two blocks away in New York City during this terrorist attack that happened earlier this week. What do you make of all that?
Well, yeah, that was my wake-up call. All those sirens of the cops and the police and everything else yesterday looked like an occupied city. There was a cop on every block in Midtown Manhattan. Yeah, I think this is the new normal, unfortunately. Fortunately, the guy was an incompetent, and his bomb didn't detonate as he would. But I think the president's right on the on chain migration. This guy came in. He was the nephew, I think, or grandnephew of somebody who won a lottery to get into the country. I mean, this kind of stuff has got to be reformed.
Yep, and the president aiming to reform it. Cal Thomas, thank you very much, as always, for joining us here on Mornings of the Mall.